Now for our story. It is afternoon in the apartment which Lisa Fenner shares with Lily Devon, the entertainer at the Golden Peacock nightclub. Lisa is alone.
It doesn't seem possible. After all these months, here I am back in the business, dancing. When I thought I never could again. And it's all because of Aunt Mary. If I hadn't met her, let her persuade me to try again. Aunt Mary. Strange that I should meet her the way I did. Just when I'd reached the depths of despair. Pulled back by her son, Randy, just when I'd given up hope. Drowning seemed almost welcome. Now, through Aunt Mary, I've met this kind woman, Del Shipley, who gave me my chance here in her nightclub. And Lily, who's trying so hard to help me. I wish I could do what Lily wants me to. Go to Lance and tell him the thing I've done. Ask him to forgive me. Oh, but I can't. He never would. How could I have been so crazy? Give up his child and mine to a woman like Kit Mead. I'll never forgive myself. I deserve just what I'm getting. I'm a failure without Lance. And I'll never see him again. I couldn't face him. Oh, just a minute. Lance.
Hello, Mrs. Fenner. Don't look so scared, baby. I'm not a ghost, you know.
Lance, what are you doing here?
Aren't you going to ask me to come in?
Well, yes, come in, Lance.
For a minute there, I thought you were going to slam the door right in my face. Maybe I should have phoned first.
Well, it was a bit of a shock. I didn't realize you were still here in Chicago.
I did think of leaving, but then I changed my mind. Say, this is quite a nice spot.
Lance, how did you find me? Did they tell you at the Peacock?
That's right. I've been there several times since you opened.
Oh, I wish you hadn't. I've been awful.
If that isn't like you. You always did go into a tailspin every new show.
Maybe so. But there's no mistake this time.
You're crazy, baby. I was proud of you last night. You've really got it.
I'm afraid the crowd at the Peacock wouldn't agree with you.
The crowd at the Peacock, as if that means anything. But let's not talk about it. We've got better things to talk about right now.
Lance, you shouldn't have come here. I wish you hadn't.
But, Lisa, I don't get it. Why, when I talked to Lily...
Lily? You talked to her?
Sure. She's the one who told me where to find you.
I might have known.
You know, she's pretty sold on you.
Yes. But there are things Lily doesn't realize.
Well, of course, I don't know about that, but she sounds plenty smart to me.
No, Lance. If Lily talked you into coming here, she's all wrong.
Well, look, baby. I know I acted like a heel, walking out on you, acting the way I did. But I've learned my lesson. Can't we...
You're just wasting your breath, Lance. Really, you are.
I'm not finished yet. You haven't even let me start to tell you what I mean.
You might as well stop where you are.
Honey, I don't blame you for being griped with me. I expected it. I know darn well what a big fool I was when we split up. I admit I gave you a lousy deal. Lisa, I want to make up for it. I can if you'll let me.
But it's impossible. You can't.
Listen, baby, I know we both have a lot to forget,
I couldn't forget. Not ever.
Now, Lisa, it only seems like that now. I know what a monkey I've been. I admit it was mostly my fault. We shouldn't be where we are now, talking to each other like a couple of strangers across a room. But we both made mistakes. I know I hurt you. You gave me some bad moments, too.
I hurt you?
Sure you did. How do you think I felt with this Paul Cromwell always hanging around?
But Paul was...
He was a pain in the neck. I was jealous of him, I'll admit. But I thought I had a right to be.
You did have, in a way. Paul got to be very important to me. Why shouldn't he have been? He was someone who gave me all the things you didn't. Affection, attention.
Yeah,
he was good to me. After all, I never saw you. You were always running around. What did you expect?
Too much, I guess.
Yes, Lance, and you still do. Can't you see how foolish it was for you to come here? How impossible it is now.
All I know is that's all in the past. I'm a different guy now. I know what's important, the kind of life I want. And it all revolves around you, baby. Without you, well, the whole thing goes to pieces.
Then I'm sorry, Lance.
You mean it's no go?
I'm afraid not.
But you can't mean that. I don't believe it. I know you think I have a lot of nerve asking you to forget what happened just like that. But don't decide right now. Just give me a chance to show you I'm on the level.
Whatever you want to prove, Lance, it wouldn't do any good.
Lisa, I don't understand you. You're different. You're so cold. And a guy has his own pride, you know. It isn't easy to come crawling back on your hands and knees, even when you know you're wrong.
Then it's too bad it's all wasted. But I didn't ask you to come. I didn't want you to.
I came because I figured it out, and I decided what was important. I kicked the whole thing around in my mind, and I said to myself that the only thing that mattered was us. My pride didn't matter compared with what happened to you and me. Yeah. I've been thinking about it a lot. Feeling lower and lower.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Lance.
Oh, I'm not asking for pity. It's just that everything seemed to go wrong. Even my work.
Oh, Lance.
Yeah. As a dancer, I turned into the world's prize faker.
Oh, but that's not so. You are good.
Not without you. Right now, I stink.
Oh, you just think that because you feel low. Well, I've talked to lots of people who've seen you work lately. They say your stuff was terrific. Lots of personality.
Nah, nuts. Every time I get out there and try to put on that old smile, I feel as if my face is going to crack.
Well, don't. I guess I ought to know whether your dancing is good or not.
Yeah, sure you should, but... Hey, wait a minute. Lisa.
What?
I get it now. Oh, come on, sweetheart. Confess. You've been kidding me all along, haven't you? Just making me squirm.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now this. You can't be all washed up with me. If you were, you wouldn't be giving me the build-up the way you were just now.
I don't see what that has to do with anything. I was simply being fair and honest. If I thought you weren't any good, I'd tell you that, too.
You would?
Certainly I would. When it comes to our... Well, I mean, your work, I've always said just what I thought. You know that.
Oh. Well, I guessed wrong again. You like the flowers I sent? They look nice over there.
Oh. The roses you sent, I meant to thank you. It always cheers the place up so having flowers around.
Is that the only reason you like them?
Well, of course. What else?
I just wondered. Oh, Lisa, darling, I know how you feel. You think, why should I let him get by with it? He was the one who walked out. Now he thinks he can send me a few flowers, give me some of the old schmaltz, and I'll fall into his arms. But that's not the way it is. I don't blame you for holding out, though, making me prove I'm on the level. And I'm not afraid, either, because I can prove it. If you'll just give me a chance. Darling, we could be happier than we ever were, even in the beginning. Why, once we're together again, we can work up some new routines, get set in some good spots, make a lot of money. It wouldn't be the way it used to be, me running around, spending a lot of dough on drinking, and... We could get a little place later. Begin to settle down. We might even have a baby.
Lance, please.
Lisa, tell me the truth. I know you have a right to be tough with me, but give me another chance. Lisa, please. Won't you give me another break, baby?
Lisa Fenner looked at her estranged husband white-faced, her heart pounding, her mouth dry. Did she dare to tell him the truth? Or must she continue her pretense? Let him think she'd stopped caring for him, rather than confess that she'd given their baby son away to another woman.